Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A unique arts event is happening in Pella this week. Let's go in-depth with Lisa Davis-Kavarik, Jill Edwards, Marlon Hawksbergen, Melinda Van Zee, and Frank Mathias, among the artists of Festive Whimsy. Well, this is pretty amazing. It's like all kinds of Christmas gifts here.
Yes. Yes, it's all kinds of Christmas, but it's all kinds of fine arts and beautiful items.
Well, and that's one of the interesting things about it. It's all handcrafted by our friends and neighbors.
Yes. Everybody's local. They're from Pella or Knoxville or, you know, pretty close. And it's just amazing how we all just kind of got together and this store was set up in a day.
In a day? No, that's not possible, is it?
Well, organizing it took a little bit more.
Because there's hundreds of items.
Yes. Yes, but as individual artists, we all came together bringing our own inventories, and some stayed, some dropped off, and I'm also the coordinator for the Joan Kuiper-Favre Gallery, so okay. I'm used to hanging walls and working under stress, and Frank works, he owns Art 101, and he is also used to putting things on walls and working under stress.
They basically, last week on Wednesday, we came in and brought tables and cleaned, and on Thursday all the inventory came. So pretty much in under a 48-hour period, Festive Whimsy and Fine Art appeared at Strawtown stores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and there are paintings and jewelry and ceramics and other crafts, and what am I missing?
Printmaking.
Hand printmaking.
It's not mass produced. It's not made with electricity. It is carved by hand. Eric Robinson, I'm also a printmaker. It's a trade that's not seen very often anymore, at least here.
And there's also fiber art, quilts, felting, mm-hmm. Scarves, and other fiber art that makes wonderful gifts.
Is this your fiber art, Jill?
Yes, it is.
That's very interesting stuff. You just did things with fiber that I didn't think were possible.
That's right. It's a wet felted process with the wool roving, and it's, labor intensive, and it works out every time.
Well, could we go and each of you show me something that you like about your work?
These are my With Passion art pendants, and they are all designed from an original painting. And they're an art pendant, so you basically can wear a mini piece of art.
Well, and you did all of these yourself?
I did. I created all of them myself. I started it last year. It's a new product line for me. I've been painting for about 20 years, but the art pendants are new.
Well, they're lovely. I don't know, all the vibrant colors of winter, these will fit right in.
Yeah, I have about 68 different designs.
68? Did you design them all yourself?
I did. They all started with an original painting.
I can feel my wallet leaping out.
Well, that's what we like to hear.
Well, and your wife's heart just went thumpity thump.
The problem is I don't always have the same ideas she does. But often, she humors me anyway, but beautiful. Wow, this is a nice painting.
Yes, this is my newest work, and the title of the piece is called Focus on the Light, Not the Shifting Shadows, and it is a 6-foot by 4-foot acrylic on canvas work.
Wow.
And this is being displayed in Pella for the first time. I just completed it about a month ago, and it was in an art show up in Des Moines, and I brought it home on Wednesday, and it was here on Thursday.
Well, this would be nice in a great room or corporate office
Yes,
or something.
Yes, it's a very large piece, very vibrant.
Yes, it is, in wonderful colors. Where do you get ideas for this?
Well, I actually drew the original sketch for this piece out at Lake Red Rock, and I was inspired by the nature that we have right here in the Marion County area.
Wow, and this is lovely, too. You like nature, don't you?
This piece is by Andrea Van Wyk,
Van
Wyk is a local art teacher here in the Pella Community School System, and Andrea has several original watercolor pieces, and her prints are here as well.
More in-depth
after this. I continued my conversation with the artists of Festive Whimsy. There's so much, it's hard to tell who's who, and I bet you mix it up like that on purpose.
It's a boutique style, you know, so you're coming into, like, it's a shop. And we felt like if we did booths where we were all, like, grouped in our own individual space, that people would go to their best friend or the one person they heard about. But mixing it up, you really get to see everybody's work. And it's nice to have it spread out, because especially in Strawtown is awesome. I mean, it's home-like. You can see things, you know, and see how they might look in your kitchen or your dining room or, you know, your family room. Yes, it's a little crowded, but, you know, there's a lot of stuff. We have approximately 27 artists now.
27 artists.
Mm-hmm.
And how many rooms are this?
Five or six. We have an upstairs, but we haven't needed to use it. And we also have one vendor, Marlis Anderson, who is, she does the cement angels and garden pieces. She is a charitable donation. All her sales are going to a special needs family to help build them a house. And so she, and not only that, she is also sick herself. And for instead of dealing with herself, she's dealing with a family that's really needing help. So
So this is like one of those pop-up shops I've been reading about. Just boom.
Basically, yeah.
Is that it?
Interesting about this group is that the Red Rock Arts Alliance group did a fall studio tour for several years. And last year we transitioned from the fall studio tour, and we held the Festive Whimsy and Fine Art uptown on the square in Pella in the Memorial Building. Well, this year we had the opportunity to be able to come to the historic Strawtown buildings here in Pella and coordinate with the Christmas tour of homes that was being held in Pella. So that was really a wonderful partnership between the creatives, between the Chamber and the Convention and Visitors Bureau here in Pella, and also just to have the opportunity to be in a historic building. It's been a really wonderful experience. And we had so many crowds and we had so many comments last week of people just delighted that we were here, that we decided to go ahead and hold over the event for two more weeks.
Well, yeah, people just have to stop by.
Yeah, they have to.
Do you want to show us some of your work, Lisa?
Or
sure. Does anybody else want to?
I'm scattered the most because that's the way I have been. I've got, my favorite medium is pastel drawings, and my piece on the left is one that I did in college. And it's actually not really for sale. It's my private collection because it was one of the first pieces that I did that developed the way I use pastels. Pastels are normally, they're chalk. Colored chalk, just like you would use on your sidewalk and let your kids use to paint, you know, your driveway. But I manipulate it in such a way that I'm adding and subtracting, and the piece is completed when I stand back and I can see no more work that can be done. And the piece that you're looking at is called Flow. It's basically a self-portrait, and what it's depicting is my life. You can do it vertically or horizontally. Right now it's horizontal, so it's called Flow. But if you turn it to the left, it's called Searching. And I was searching in high school and college. And in my later life, I found what I was needing, and that was my savior. And the red depicts the blood. And the blood from me searching was reaching up and his flowing down. And so there's a lot of, just like life, we take, we give, it's scratched, it's you know, a whole bunch of chaos, but in the end it turns out to be a beautiful piece. So.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with the artists of Festive Whimsy.
I'm Marlon Hoxbergen, and I do pottery. I'm local here. I have a small studio called Four Elements Clay Studio. Okay. Very small. I try and do a lot of pieces that kind of depict nature, and so some of my pieces are pit-fired. I have a couple pit-fired pieces here. They're not food safe, but they're very functional if you want to put dried flowers, dried grasses, and so in. They make beautiful pieces with that. I also do pieces that I call botanicals, and actually I sold every one of them last weekend, but they're pieces that I embed dried grasses, dried leaves, and so into, and I actually fire them with those in, and then the imprint of those come out onto the piece. And this is a piece I'll have out too. These are called memory vessels. This is taken from one of the Bible verses where we store our treasures in jars of clay. And these kind of take the cork off. You can slide a small photograph in the back. And then a small memento can be placed in it. So they're just to hold your memories. And so I'll have a few of these here, too. And again, they're kind of rustic. They have some, they kind of feel of nature with the rustic cork. And so
lots of texture.
Lots of texture, yes. Very and nice. I like lots of texture in my vessels.
Very nice. Well, Frank, you having fun with this?
Yeah. It's been a pretty good weekend. We've been having a lot of fun hanging out with the artists, actually. I don't usually get to do a lot of that at the studio. I'm usually on the phone or talking.
Because you're at Art 101 in Knoxville most of the time.
Yes.
Did you bring a few pieces over?
I brought a couple, mainly just some pottery pieces, coffee cups, things like that. But really, I'm mainly here to kind of support the artists a little bit more and have quite a bit more of their pieces and stuff like that.
Well, it's important for all of us to support the arts, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
And Jill, you know what? When I first saw your work, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I didn't know anything about fiber art. But you know what? Once I saw you doing it, it's like I see it in a lot more places. I see its flexibility. I see its beauty. It's just like opening up a whole nother world, the stuff you do.
It is. The fiber arts have really taken off again. I mean, it's an old art. It goes way back to, you know, old world, the process of felting wool fibers. What I've enjoyed doing lately are these scarves that are repurposed. We are such a throwaway society that there's a lot of wool sweaters out there, and you can cut them and shred them and felt them and make very unique, one-of-a-kind pieces of art.
Well, they're beautiful, but they're a little bit in your face, too. I mean, in terms of being just different. And here I've, you know, I've got this lovely scarf on, but it's not your regular scarf. It's,
no.
It's let's see, what word shall I use? Funky isn't quite right, or is it? Does that work?
You can use that.
Okay. The technical term.
Yep. I like things bright and just fringy and different, and yeah, it's definitely not a typical scarf you'll see mass-produced, but it makes a definite conversation piece.
Well, yeah, I could see this all the rage among the college girls. And
yes.
I mean, it,
they were
really,
very popular last weekend.
They were. some are for all, ladies of all ages, but some are a little bit out there for some of our younger audience, right?
Right.
Am I being fair?
You are being very fair.
Okay. But they're beautiful. They're absolutely, you know what the most important thing is, I think, is they're fun.
Yes, they are. And why can't art be fun? You know, it's, that's the festive whimsy part of it.
Well, so when can people come?
Festive Whimsy will be open Thursday, December 12th, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Friday, December 13th, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday, December 14th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Also, the following weekend of the same hours, December 19th, 20th, and 21st. Also, there will be some
bonus hours
on the 23rd and 24th of December as well.
And I'd also like to add, next week we are going to be having demos from various artists. We are also going to have a book signing from a Pella author, Helen Borchi. And she will be signing her book, When One Room Fit All.
A great book.
A great book. And yeah. She's sold over 500 copies. And she's awesome. And the book signing will be 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Friday, December 20th. And we're going to have refreshments, come out of the cold. We'll have hot cider. We're also going to be featuring Bishop Wine Spices. And Saturday, we're going to have Dori Lumen, and she will be doing caricatures for the younger audience. So please join us.
So it's time for everybody to come out and support local artists and get some unique Christmas gifts, huh?
Yes, we would love to have you come and visit us here at Festive Whimsy and Fine Art. And it is held in the Strawtown Shops, which are located on Washington Street in Pella, Iowa. We'll be here Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for the next 2 weekends.
And plenty of parking out back.
There's plenty of parking in the back, and there's the work of over 27 artists for you to see and enjoy.
Thanks to Linda Davis Kavarik, Jill Edwards, Marlon Hawksbergen, Melinda Van Zee, and Frank Mathias for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.